If you're staying home during the movement control order, congratulations. This is your way of helping the country during a pandemic and it's working. However, if you wish to help a more, you can donate blood. Pusat Dara Negara (PDN) is currently running dangerously low on blood supply, which might last only for another week or so. On the 11th of April, PDN posted an infographic on how all blood supplies, especially of O group, were extremely low. Thankfully, due to your donation, the A and B blood group supply is now safe, but the O blood group is now moderate and can only last for one more week. To make matters easier, PDN even posted the peak hours of blood donation at three important areas so that you can plan your donating time accordingly. They even reminded netizens to maintain social distancing if you're going out to donate your blood. If you're thinking of how will you pass the roadblocks to go to the nearest blood donation centers, fear not, PDN has a solution. Here's what you need to do. 1. Bring your blood donating record card, book, if you're a regular donor. 2. Get your blood donating appointment slip from this link. This slip will be emailed to you and you need to keep it as proof of your appointment. OR3. Fill up the blood donation form online here and the filled up form will be emailed to you and has to be printed. These forms have to be shown to the police or military along the way in case of any roadblock to smooth your journey. If you're curious of your eligibility to donate blood, check it here. To those who have donated blood during this pandemic, thank you for your service. To the rest of us, please use this opportunity to help our fellow Malaysians in the hospital. Also read, RTM News Bulletin icon, Farith Ismath Amir passes away at age 66 at Asunta Hospital. You have reached the end of this story.